Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
You're tuned into Tomorrow for the weekend of February 2nd, 2018. Yeah, we always use the Friday dates going into the weekends. Why, you ask? Well, because, come on, Fridays start the weekend, right? And because many of our affiliate radio stations around the country air the show on Saturday, several on Sunday, and many on Saturday and Sunday, the same station even. They don't want you to miss us, and that's awesome. So we always use the Friday dates. Now you know the weekend. And why we tell you that is so as you're out and about, perhaps driving, you can't be taking notes. We don't want you to. And you don't want to miss some information that we were providing, then just know you can come to intotomorrow.com anytime at your leisure, and we give you the show notes. So in this case, February 2nd. Did I say February 2nd? If you want to get technical, February 2nd. And then look for the show notes. And of course, all 3 hours are there in the event your station isn't able to carry all 3 hours. It happens sometimes. No, we don't love it, but it happens. Then you can also hear all 3 hours there. Sign up for the free podcasts and catch our stream and all the fun stuff. Bunch of details and new posts all the time at intotomorrow.com. So please bookmark us and visit often, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Okay, good.
In fact, I've saved you as my homepage.
Well, that's awfully nice of you. That's because it's a requirement of your position.
That's true.
Uh-huh. On all your browsers.
Yes.
Even at home.
Yes.
And I do spot check.
I know.
That, by the way, is Chris Graveline. I'm Dave Graveline. Erasmo and Horatio in the control room. Tech news and commentary in this segment before we get to your calls. So we want to make sure that you know you can call us anytime, 24/7, and we want to hear from you anytime. So 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Or, of course, the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Since we have a lot of listeners in Canada, I thought this might be particularly interesting. Helped by Black Friday deals, electronics and appliance store sales jumped 12.9% in Canada in November. That according to Statistics Canada data. While retail sales increased by only 0.2%, e-commerce rose to 3.5% of retail sales, up one more percentage point from the previous month. So they had a good Black Friday time, holiday sales environment, mostly online in Canada.
Of course, it's too cold up there, so nobody goes out in the stores.
True. They think, you know, everything. Brick and mortar? No. How about logs and fire and in my home? That's what I'm looking at. But at least their sales are up there.
There you go. Good for Canada.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime subscribers who pay by the month will soon have to hand over a couple of extra bucks each month. The retailer announced that Amazon Prime monthly subscription fees would increase nearly 20%, going from $10.99 to $12.99 per month. Monthly student memberships will also increase from $5.49 to $6.49 per month. The changes will go into effect for renewals after February 18th. The monthly subscription plan has been a convenient way for Amazon to get new members who are looking for free two-day shipping but don't want to commit to a yearly fee. Prime members also have access to other special perks, including Amazon's Prime Video and music streaming libraries, as well as discounts on other services. Prime members who opted to commit to the $99 annual fee will not see a change in their pricing structure. The $49 rate for annual student memberships will also remain the same. Now, the new pricing, if you pay by month, it'll work out to about $156 annually.
Wow. So, you said they are giving you an opportunity before this deadline, February, what is it?
18th.
That if you sign up for annual, you're saving money.
But you still get the annual rate's going to stay the same, but apparently if you sign up for, even monthly now, I guess your first month will still be at the old rate, but after February 18th, the monthly rate goes up $2.
Okay.
Which makes you spend an extra $50 a year if you, over the yearly rate.
Yeah, or just go with the yearly rate and save the money now, right?
Yeah.
If you choose to do that. Or, like I, don't buy Amazon Prime at all. Because why? I don't need it. I have you order stuff because you get Prime and free shipping, and why not?
And I got it just for the access to the video and audio. I didn't even get it for the shipping. So for, you know, a lot of people get it for the shipping, and they find the video to be the perk. I got it the other way around. I got it for the video and audio and find the shipping as a perk.
Okay. Well, to be correct, you got it for Cameron, your five-year-old, because he wants to see all the stuff that's available on there.
Well, and it also helped me cut the cord because I just, you know, I'm getting rid of my Comcast, and I bought a Fire TV stick, so I got all the Amazon video. I signed up for Hulu Live, so... You know, with the Prime membership, I get all the Amazon video anyway.
You're good to go. And now with the Hulu, do you get the local TV channels?
I do on the Hulu Live, yes.
All of them?
All of them.
I mean, all of the, like, the 30 Spanish only, too?
Or? I haven't looked for those. Okay. I get the English ones.
Oh, good. You get all the English ones.
I was watching my local news the other night on Hulu Live.
Very good.
It was a bit pixelated, but that was to be expected. It's on a little stick that's connected to my TV going over Wi-Fi, but it was decent.
Okay. I mean, something you could easily put up with.
Yeah.
Do you have any way to record it if you want to record local TV?
Because with Hulu Live, you get, I think, 50 hours of cloud DVR storage.
Oh, so it actually stores in their cloud.
In the cloud so that I can watch it across any device I have.
Good. So, see, that could be handy, too. A show you don't want to miss or you might not be home in time. You can set it, I guess, ahead of time. Yeah, and if I
wanted to be able to skip the commercials, it's an extra $14.95 a month. But I figured to save $15, I'll watch the commercials.
Yeah. You know.
I pay $35 a month for Hulu Live, which has most of the channels I watch. I had been paying about $150 a month for Comcast. And yes, you got 220 channels, but 212 of those channels I never watched.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm saving a lot of money by cutting that cord.
Good. And in this case, it was Comcast. But it could be any cable company, and they absolutely better grab their britches and run like the dickens, because this is what's happening with the Hulus and the Fire TV sticks and other things. There's so many other ways that you can save money, and I don't know, I don't think we'd be hard-pressed to figure out if we know anyone that watches any majority of channels available on their cable service. Not all of them. I'm not going to say anybody would watch all of them, because that's crazy. But even the majority of what's available in whatever package you are being forced to pay for. Whereas if you can pick and choose, does Hulu let you pick and choose some things, or their packages? But
packages. I don't really know anybody that lets you do like a la carte.
Yeah, I know.
And that's how they get the money, because they divide these packages up because they know the channels that people watch. So they'll put some channels in this package and then the rest of them in this package, so that you have to get this bigger package if you want. We've had the second from the top package because that's where all the kids' channels were. And being a five-year-old, we got to have the kids' channels. So because of that, we had to get their second most expensive package.
Oh, that's nuts. But good. I mean, you're now not spending $180 a month with Comcast, which I wouldn't have done anyway, and still getting everything that you want and the stuff that Cameron wants.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, hopefully more and more people are cutting those cords. Apparently, there's been an issue, so Google now says they will fix a problem involving home devices slowing down user Wi-Fi networks. The company reports that it will apply a patch to Google Play services on Android, but it has not indicated whether a direct update to home devices will even be needed. But it's hurry up and wait, because this is the other thing with smart speakers, any other Internet of Things stuff that comes out. A lot of times they race, they being any manufacturer, race to get the product out to market and then go, oops, this is a problem. We're pulling an Apple and slowing down processors to save battery, quote unquote, and things of that nature. And then they have to come back and do a fix. As long as they do a fix and they can do these things software-wise over the Internet, fine, and just do it. But they got to also do some better quality control, I'm thinking, on a lot of these products, to determine that this is an issue before they send them out by the millions, and maybe solve some of those issues before it comes into our hands as consumers.
Mm-hmm. Regulators want to make emergency alerts on cell phones more useful by requiring wireless carriers to distribute them less widely. Of course, you know, everybody knows now about the alerts, given that whole thing that happened in Hawaii with the false alert, which, of course, they said in the beginning was a mistake, somebody hitting a button by mistake. But then they come out later and said, well, no, he misunderstood something. And then I heard somebody
else thought they were really under attack.
So, you know, of course, you know, leave it to the government to never really give you the full information.
And the guy is the fall guy because they fired him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he should have been because he had to have been able to verify something and didn't. But, yeah, what a mess.
But the Federal Communications Commission says that carriers must transmit the alerts to more specific locations rather than broadly. That could help make alerts more relevant. I mean, you know, and I've become a victim to that because my phone was constantly going off with Amber Alerts and for things that weren't even really in my area. And, you know, yeah, I feel bad that the child is missing, but it got to be so much where I just turned those off on my phone because I got tired of seeing them all the time.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were for, you know, northern Florida and just, you know, because it was too broad. And that's what they're saying. The fear is that consumers will disregard alerts if they come too often or don't address an emergency in their immediate area. The messages appear on phones like text messages with a loud buzzing noise. Now, except for messages from the president, phone users can choose to stop receiving them. The more precise geo-targeting was approved Tuesday and will go into effect in November of 2019. By May of 2019, wireless providers must also have to support alerts in Spanish and longer alerts up to 360 characters from 90.
Why do we have to support alerts in Spanish? This is America, is it not?
Yeah.
Pretty. Then Erasmo is going to want them in Italian.
I know.
I mean, come on. Jeez. Yeah, public safety. That's the reason. Yeah.
But, you know, at least somebody, I guess nobody has told President Trump about these alerts because he probably would start using them like Twitter.
Yeah.
Because they're the only ones that you're not able to opt out of are presidential alerts. And I don't think there's ever been one sent out.
But you bring a good point about if they're not in your area. I mean, we're in Miami. North Florida is 8 hours away. And if there's a silver alert, you know, for an older person who's out and about and shouldn't be on his own or her own or something like that, or an amber alert for a child scenario, unless they have reason to believe that they've made it into Central and South Florida, we should not be getting those alerts because then they are crying wolf. You know, you feel bad and, oh, you know, say a prayer, hope the child's found okay, whatever. But it doesn't, it makes you not even want to look at your phone. Oh, it's another one of those, probably not even in our area. It may be something that is around the corner from you and you have to deal with. But you're just not going to pay close attention. They've got to be precise. They've got to be double-checked. You know, the whole, you know, incoming missile issue, God forbid, has to become a reality. We better know that it's real.
Right. You know,
what to do.
Right. And it could be very handy, too. I mean, it went off one day. I was in the car, and, you know, it went off with a tornado warning, or tornado alert, which is very rare here in South Florida.
Oh, yeah.
We don't get them. And of course, I'm on, you know, the turnpike here and look out the window, and, yeah, I mean, I could see, like, right in front of me was basically this tornado.
Wow.
And the phone went off right at the right time.
Well, nice that you got the alert.
Of course, I'm in the car on the Florida Turnpike, and it's telling me, seek shelter immediately. I'm like, where?
No place to go except dive in your car and hold on to something. Uh-huh. But, wow. Mike in Holton, Louisiana, listens to the Into Tomorrow stream, and we love you because you're calling in via the free Into Tomorrow app.
We got an iPad 4. It's refurbished. We've only had it maybe about 4 or 5 months. This thing has a mind of its own. When we cut it on, it brings up applications on its own. When you try to read something on it, it flips through the pages on its own. It zooms on its own, and it backs down on its own. Do you have any idea what might be wrong with it?
Yes, it's an Apple product.
No, they're
devious and evil. They have a mind of their own. Run. Sell it. Throw it away. Get an Android device. I'm sorry.
Don't listen to Dave.
The evil Android in me took over. There are other things, though, Mike, that you might want to be thinking about. It looks like, sounds like, you might need a new digitizer. Your iPad screen has two components working together. The display that actually shows the images and the digitizer that senses when your fingers are on the screen. It sounds to us like your digitizer is misfiring and telling your iPad that you're moving your fingers around the screen, and the iPad's responding as if you were, since it doesn't know any better. If it's 4 or 5 months old, even if it's refurbished, you may have some kind of warranty to file a claim under. If you don't, the part itself isn't very expensive. We've seen screen assemblies with digitizers online for as little as $15. if you're willing and able to put in the work involved in taking the iPad apart very carefully and fixing it.
Yeah, but I don't personally recommend doing that because I've
You've done it. And you still have an iPad that's in pieces.
I have an iPad, too, that's still sitting with a bad screen. It has been for like 3 years in my nightstand.
Great.
It's probably time to just throw it away.
I think so.
Now, if you'd rather have someone else do it for you, it probably won't be anywhere near that cheap. You might be looking at about $100, if not more. If you happen to have an Apple store nearby, you can always bring it in for a diagnosis before paying someone else to fix the issue that they determine it has. But since it's an iPad 4, be prepared for them to look at you like you brought in a typewriter. They tend to think that people update their tech the second it comes out, and that's not the case for a lot of us these days.
No, but Apple tends to think that way. That's their marketing strategy as well. A 4?
Yeah. Well, until they come up with
what, do you live in
phone?
A cave? Yeah. That's the impression you're going to get from the air quotes genius bar people at the Apple store.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone in there. There's no geniuses and there's no alcohol. So they, you know, why call it a genius bar?
It's just marketing. It's to get you in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I can drink there? Yeah, I'm there. All right, let's go to the bar. No, not that kind of bar. Sorry. No geniuses either. Well, maybe one or two.
Yeah, I kind of expected to walk in and see Einstein with a bottle of bourbon in his hand or something.
Now, that would be weird in many ways. Mike, I hope we've been able to help you out in some manner. Let us know what you end up doing with it. And if you think you can give it a shot, go for it. It's worth $15 to try to fix it yourself. If you think you can do without it altogether, like Chris has for 2 years on one he thought he could fix, then go for that too. But either way, let us know what happens. Intotomorrow.com for more. If you've got other advice for our listeners, we invite you to participate, win prizes for doing that as well by calling this number anytime.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Or
use the audio option to send us your question right here to the studio. Sounds like you're sitting right here next to us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-610-9070. That's 800-610-9070. 800-610-9070.
Nothing is as constant as change, and that certainly describes the tech world we live in. We here at Into Tomorrow are here to help you with any consumer tech, and we can do it anytime, 24/7. Do join us on the program. Let us hear from you and hear you on the show. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Stay tuned. Coming up, we'll be chatting with Michael Blaustein. He's the product manager for Learning Resources. They're a global manufacturer of innovative hands-on educational products. So you want to stay tuned for that. And don't forget, you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our free Into Tomorrow app and by visiting our website at intotomorrow.com. The streaming is provided by streamguys.com.
We do get to an occasional email, but if you want to win prizes, we want to hear from you. And when we get an email, oftentimes it's like this. We don't know where Kate is emailing us from. We don't know how she hears the show. We have virtually no info except her email, which we don't give on the air, of course. But Kate has a question or concern that we can hopefully address.
Yeah, all we can assume is that she's on Earth and she listens with her ears.
Okay.
She says, iPad Air 2 will not load past Apple startup screen. Attempted reset by holding in home and power button several times, but still no luck. What is happening and how do I fix it?
I like that. What is happening? Because that's a very tech rage concern.
So, what is happening? I was waiting for you to just tell her I get an Android.
No, I would never. The problem is you have an iPad. But Kate, if you have an Apple store around you, I know we've said it before, moments ago even, this would be a great time to give their, in air quotes, genius bar service a chance. Now, because the solution we're going to offer involves wiping the iPad. If you back up to iCloud, it probably won't be much of an issue to you. But if you don't, you may lose some stuff that you want to keep. So we'd give the Genius Bar a try in case they can rescue anything for you right off the bat.
Now, if you're ready to deal with it yourself, you're going to need a computer with iTunes and a little patience. You'll need to place your iPad Air 2 in what they call DFU mode.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. This is different from recovery mode because it lets you restore your iPad to talk to iTunes directly instead of using a part of the OS, iBoot, that might be damaged in your case. Now, make sure your iPad is completely turned off. Hold down the power button as you have been to shut it off. Next, you want to plug the iPad into your Mac or PC and run iTunes. If you're on Windows and don't have iTunes installed, you'll have to download it from their site. Hold down the power button for 3 seconds. Then, while still holding the power button down, hold the home button down for 10 seconds. Then release the power button, but keep holding down the home button. If you've timed everything right, iTunes will say that it has detected a device in recovery mode, even if it isn't technically, and allow you to completely restore your iPad.
Yeah. Now, first of all, don't worry. Don't panic if you're driving hearing our answer. We're going to have all the show notes for you at intotomorrow.com, the show for February 2nd, hour 2. So just you'll see your email, and there's the details. Now, if you've been keeping up with the iCloud backups, you can reload all of your data and apps after the iPad is revived. It's highly unlikely that whatever caused your iPad to be bricked in the first place is part of your iCloud backup. But if you want to be safe, simply set up your Air as a new iPad. So let us know, Kate, what works out for you. I hope it can be done with relative inconvenience and scare, and it doesn't become tech rage all the way into tomorrow.
Need top marketing talent at a fraction of the cost of marketing agencies? Code Orange gives clients access to top marketers, brand experts, designers, website and mobile app developers, and search engine marketing pros that work for you as an extension of your team. Our experts have worked with brands like Coca-Cola, the X Games, Chanel, Carnival, Twix, and Samsung. Whether your company is big or small, we're your marketing department on demand. Learn more at codeorange.com.
Letting you know what else you just can't live without, you're tuned into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 23rd year, bringing you the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, things available today and into tomorrow. And we're delighted that you've tuned into the program. And, of course, even more delighted when we hear you on the show. Can we help you solve any digital dilemma that is in your life these days? Do you have any questions, concerns, problems with any tech? No, of course not. None of us ever do. Right. Well, we want to help you out. And you can call in anytime and share with us your concerns. And then we promise to address it on the next broadcast and see if we can't do some digging for you, find some answers if we don't already know them, and help you out with anything along those lines. 800-899-INTO. It's the old-fashioned way, but it still works very well. 800-899-4686, anytime, 24/7. Or you can use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Either way, we want to hear you. We are predominantly radio, after all, so we want to hear you on the show. Oh, and then we send you prizes. A lot of our guests and various sponsors and friends of the program are regularly sending us things to share with you when you participate. And it's that easy to win stuff. So good mantra to remember. Call in, win stuff. Our next guest joins us from a leading global manufacturer of innovative hands-on educational products. We thought it'd be really cool to talk about some of their new things that they're helping kids with. Product manager with Learning Resources is Michael Blaustein. Michael, am I saying your last name correctly?
You've got it, Dave. Thanks.
Right. And welcome to the program. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate being able to introduce Botley to everybody.
Yeah, and before we get into Botley, tell me a little bit about Learning Resources. What is it that you guys do other than my quick little intro so we get a better idea? And then we'll get into this really fun new thing you've got.
Sure thing. So Learning Resources has been a leader in the space of educational toys and games for kids as young as preschool up to second, third, fourth grade, both in the classroom and at home. We've been in this business for over 30 years, again, as a leader. And primarily our products have been hands-on, meaning the best way to learn is through getting your hands on these products rather than screen dependent or app based, those kind of products. And that's why we are taking this next step in technology with a robot that's completely screen free.
Nice. And of course, as a result, I'm sure a lot of parents are right away thinking, oh, good, then that way there's not only the distractions of a screen, but it seems like it's a safer scenario because we hear about a lot of kids' toys these days that can be hacked and a neighbor can, you know, can listen in or monitor the child and almost like a baby monitor. And you're thinking, well, that's not good. Seems to be very different than those, huh?
That's right. This is not an internet-connected toy, so none of the concerns about, is this toy listening to me,
good,
and where is that data going? That is not anything of concern with this particular product.
Cool. And Botley is the name of a coding robot, mind you, that I understand teaches early hands-on coding skills, which I think is awesome because it's a fun and friendly way for kids even as young as five. I mean, I've got a five-year-old grandson right now, Cameron, who's very involved in the show and loves tech, and I'm thinking he can actually start learning coding?
Yeah, absolutely. So it sounds like Cameron needs a Botley.
Yeah.
So Botley, as you mentioned, it's our way of introducing the foundations of coding to kindergarten and up. And when we say the foundations of coding, we mean this sort of critical thinking, sequence-based programming. When you see coding being taught, it tends to be taught sequence-based, program a thing, an object, a robot to get from point A to point B. And that's what we're bringing to the fore with Botley, but we're doing it in a fun, friendly, engaging way with a robot that has real personality and is ready to use right out of the box. As I mentioned, screen independent, so no phone or tablet or syncing up via Bluetooth. You just pop batteries in Botley and the remote programmer and he's ready to go.
Well, so Michael, the parents can actually hold on to their phone for a change while the kid is having
right.
fun, as opposed to, yes, here, right. you know, watch Disney Junior on my phone or do something. It doesn't require a tablet or a phone. Botley's doing everything with the child on their own.
Yeah, I'm certain a number of parents appreciate that. I know as a parent, I certainly do. We think that's one of the keys that it's really super easy to get started using Botley to begin these very simple coding challenges. And it can get more challenging the more you play with it and age up with the child.
Oh, for sure. And what's neat is that if you've got a child like we do with Cameron who loves problem solving, it sounds like this is a great way to a 77-piece activity set. Is that what I understand it comes with?
That's right. So the set includes Botley, the remote programmer, and a number of pieces that help you engage with the robot through different challenges, creating obstacle courses, building a wall for Botley to break through, attaching his block mover to move blocks or carry a ball on his little hand and engage in kind of an egg on a spoon race, and then additional pieces that let you do things like construct a black line so you can engage the black line following mode in Botley, which can lead to even more critical thinking challenges, particularly if you just want to draw your own black lines and have Botley follow a course that you make.
Oh, that's even cooler, too, because now the kids are really engaged in doing something. And I'm sure they're not even realizing that they're learning some coding, but how will this help them as they age appropriately? Do you think that
sure.
it's hopefully automatically helping with, we hear a lot about STEM this and STEM that, and we need, of course, a lot more young people to be much more involved in science and tech and engineering and that sort of thing. Do you find that these products help them do just that?
Absolutely. So we've been engaged in developing STEM products for a number of years. In fact, our science products, our primary science products, were sort of first in the field for introducing preschoolers and kindergartners to some of these science concepts. And we do think that STEM and coding and critical thinking are absolutely vital skills for young students in the 21st century. And we look at coding as almost the literacy of the 21st century.
Yeah.
Definitely think that this opens the mind to problem solving and critical thinking, which are very important skills, obviously, for anybody, but definitely for young students.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, but I'm sure they're learning other sorts of things as well from Botley. I mean, the critical mm-hmm. thinking things and, you know, problem solving is all wonderful. And they have fun doing it at the same time, which obviously makes a big difference. But they've got to be learning other things as they progress and maybe add parts and pieces and activities. Yeah,
that's right. And we even added something that you don't see in robots geared for this age. It's sort of a smart logic where we're teaching the simple concept of if-then using object detection. So I can program Botley to go a number of steps, engage object detection, so that I'm telling Botley, if you see something in front of you, then do this alternate program. And it becomes super fun when you see Botley recognize an object and in a smart way navigate around it, which really gets kids thinking and problem solving in a very fun way, because Botley will react and say, huh, and beep like a car and maybe back up, whatever you tell him to do. It's pretty amazing to see it work in action with students.
And the child makes those decisions, right? Like what to do
if this
happens. Yeah?
It's all up to them what they want Botley to do if he sees an object in front of him.
Mm. Now, of course,
it almost looks seamless. It's kind of magical.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And when the kids get new things to do or have it programmed to do some different things, I'm sure you can see their eyes light up as well that I did that.
Yeah, it's actually, that's one of the key things with a product like this and with other products we make. It's that sense of accomplishment and that aha moment that we strive to bring to kids. I can do this. This is not, it's a challenge, but I figured it out, and you really do see them light up. I've seen kids playing with Botley, and it's really, it's wonderful to see that sense of achievement.
Oh, yeah, and anytime you can use a toy that is really educational but keeps them motivated and interested and they keep learning, you're obviously doing the right thing. And I like how on your website, learningresources.com, by the way, you can shop by age. So 2+, 3-4, 5-7, 8+, you can click on those links and have very age-appropriate toys that the kids will not only enjoy, and I'm seeing a whole bunch of award-winning toys, too. It looks like a mouse and a globe. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the things that we spoke of Cameron earlier, that he's particularly interested now because in our travels for the show, he likes to know where we are, and he finds the places. And at 5 years old, I think that's fascinating. I think I was a teenager before I had an idea about most geography. But he's,
that's right.
You know, he's picking it up now, and that's great because it's so important to these early learning stages. How much is Botley? And I'm assuming available now, and then does it have a starting price, and then you can add other activities? How does that work?
That's right. So Botley is available now. You can go right onto our website or anywhere where you purchase toys. And the starting price point of Botley is $79.99. That's for the 77-piece set. We do offer a set at $59.99 that is Botley and a remote and a guide with some additional activities. The full set is $79.99. And then we will be introducing in a matter of months an accessory set that's really very fun. It's kind of a super challenge, Rube Goldberg-y kind of set that adds to all the challenges you can do with Botley, knocking down dominoes, swinging gates, dropping a ball down a slide, shoots, all sorts of fun stuff. Intended to keep you engaged.
Love it. Well, you want to learn more, certainly, learning and discovery, smarts, arts and crafts and printables. Oh, and even mom hacks. You got to check it out at learningresources.com. We'll get you there, too, of course. When you visit intotomorrow.com, you'll be a click away from Michael's site and see what he and his team are up to. Michael, a delight to chat with you. We've got to get you back on because there's so many things you guys are doing, and I love what you are doing to keep kids motivated and meet Botley, the coding robot, because the code is fun. I love it. And let's stay in touch by all means.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Dave.
Our pleasure. LearningResources.com. And again, so many award-winning products, it's no doubt that they are getting the attention they deserve. We're happy to help promote as well because they're doing some really cool things for kids, literally, of all ages. And let's get them more and more motivated into doing things that are really helpful to their learning. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-590-6470. That's 800-590-6470. Again, 800-590-6470.
Do you sometimes feel like Fred Flintstone in a George Jetson world? Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here for you to help. Anytime, 24/7, stand by. Here's a pen. Chris is going to give you a phone number that you can call. It might be the old-fashioned way, but it still works well. And we get, I think, most of our response still with folks calling in the toll-free number anytime, 24/7. And you can ask a question that way or help another listener or share with us your favorite app or just share some tech rage. Erasmo is complaining just before we went on the air that he hasn't had to use the bleep button in a long time. So if you got some tech rage, just go after it. We'll bleep you if necessary. Makes it sound fun on the radio. Don't worry. We won't let you curse on the air because our stations will have a fit, and we protect them too. So, but let us know if you've got some tech rage you want to share, or just your favorite app, as I mentioned. That, of course, speaking of apps, if you use our app, it's free, of course, in your favorite app store. Search those two words, Into Tomorrow, and then use the audio option on the app. Or here's that old-fashioned way that works well 24/7.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
All right. Good way to do it. And then, of course, call in. Win stuff.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Tiffin, makers of the Steadicam Volt. Mount, power on, and go. Learn more at tiffin.com. That's TIFFEN.com.
David in Fairbanks, Alaska, listens on News Radio 970 KFBX. Hey, Dave.
I'm wondering if you guys can figure out or have figured out a common problem with Alexa. The remote stopped working about a year after I bought it. And so now I'm on my second one. According to the internet, it's a common problem that nobody really has a solution for.
Well, we hope you've come to the right place, David, because you're right. This does seem to be a common problem. So far, we've only seen two solutions that seem to work for most people. Unfortunately, the big one is the big dreaded one. Reset your Fire TV to factory settings. Obviously, no one likes to do this. It's a pain to get all your settings back to where they are. So you may want to make this the last resort.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we got your call and did this research after I just bought a Fire TV stick, so now I'm waiting for my remote to stop working. We'll see if that happens. But luckily, there's another less destructive option you can try first. You can download Amazon's remote app and use it to navigate the Fire TV's menu to unpair the Alexa remote and then pair it again. Now, that seems to solve the issue for a lot of people, so if you're lucky, it might be the fix for you, too, without having to restore your device to factory settings or wait for another remote.
Now, if you think about it, you may have done this just when your second remote arrived, and that may be the reason it's worked this long. So it's possible that this is all you have to do when it happens to make the issue go away, and you're going to tell us it worked, and thank you, and it'll be our pleasure because it's what we do. we help you solve your digital dilemmas. So, David and everybody else, do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? If you don't, all you need to do is visit intotomorrow.com. Little box pops up. You put in your email address, which we don't share with anyone. Then you get a subsequent email within hopefully mere seconds. Click the link in that email, and it confirms you. Among other things, Beth's tech tip this week.
Yes, and amid conflicting statements and reports, we break down the leaked proposal and the significant tech challenges associated with building a nationwide 5G network. That's all in this week's Into Tomorrow Tech newsletter.
And I mentioned Beth's tech tip, and he skipped right over it. But many people have questions about what their health problems are before they decide if they want to spend time and money to go to a doctor. Well, using your tech, you can check symptoms and suggested treatments right from your favorite online device. All that and much more in this week's Into Tomorrow Tech Newsletter.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
You know, more than 64% of us now regularly use another device while watching TV at the same time. What are you doing with your tech? I'm Dave Graveline, Erasmo and Horatio in the control room here in the studio.
Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Visit HughesNet.com.
Alex in St. Cloud, Minnesota, listens on the radio, he says. Hey, Alex.
How can you send text without sending an iMessage, but just text regular to other iPhones when you're not using data on the iPhone?
Ah, well, Alex, you do have a few options. First of all, you can disable messages, iMessages altogether. Most people have unlimited text messages anyway, so you may not want it on if you don't use the rest of the features that come with it. For that, go to Settings and Messages, and the first option should be to turn iMessage on or off. If you'd like to keep iMessages as your first choice, but have the phone automatically default to sending an SMS if you don't have a data connection, you can turn that option on in the same settings screen. It's a bit slower down the screen, if you will, and the option says send as SMS.
Your last option is just wait for the iMessage to fail, then tap on the red exclamation mark and choose send as SMS. But you'll have to do that manually each time, so it only seems like a good option if you normally have access to data and iMessages only rarely fail to send.
Yeah, true. But, yeah, that could become tedious, because I get it. If Alex is understandably wanting to send several messages, then just do the first suggestion and not have to do it manually every time.
Yeah, and if you're just sending text over iMessage, it doesn't really use a whole lot of data. The data comes in when you're sending voice messages or pictures or videos to the iMessage.
Yeah.
That uses the data.
Very true. Alex, I hope we helped you out. Send us a message and let us know. And be sure to hear all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow at intotomorrow.com.